T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
An Oklahoma Democrat is talking about mandatory vasectomies. He's a Democrat legislator in Oklahoma, and he's floating a bill that would require mandatory vasectomies for boys once they reach the age of puberty. You know, some of these state representatives are just, you know, wacky. I mean, there's a lot of these state representatives are just like average citizens. They're just like average people. And they get this position of power in the state legislature. And I swear, one of the things that I love about state legislature being in session is that because some of the people come up with the wackiest stuff. I mean, you think Congress is wacky? State legislators are even wackier. So Mickey Dolenz is his name, Democrat from Oklahoma City. And this is a radical response to, well, actually, he's doing this kind of sarcastically, concerning the restrictive abortion bill. And so I guess he's trying to make a point. Well, then why don't we just have every boy get a vasectomy when they reach puberty? I think that's a little bit dramatic. Don't know if he should have really gone in that direction. So we're going to have the results tomorrow from this election, and we'll talk about what it means. We're not going to get into great detail about that, but we're just keeping in touch with the midterm elections. We love pop culture, but we talk about politics. And the midterm elections are key because the party that controls Capitol Hill is really the party in power. And the party that controls Capitol Hill is really, in a lot of ways, more powerful than the party that controls the White House. Because the White House executes the bills, the legislation that is passed by Congress. So who's going to control? Who's going to control the direction of this country? Will it be the Democrats, Republicans? Will it still be split? I mean, we don't know. Up until the Roe v. Wade draft opinion was released, it looked like it was going to be a landslide for the Republicans. But the release of that story caused a lot of people to think, wait a minute, are these Republicans, not all Republicans, but are these Republicans going to try and take away our rights? And that has caused a lot of people, I think, to pause and rethink how they're going to vote. So we'll have to see what happens. I know in Georgia, there was a lot of talk about the new voting laws was going to cut down on, they were going to cut down on people voting, the number of people voting. Early voting has had record numbers in Georgia. So that is really awesome. I mean, I love hearing that. Record numbers of people have been voting in Georgia. And suddenly, Georgia has become a battleground state. I mean, there was a time that Georgia was like guaranteed red. And it's not that way anymore. Now, Brian Kemp is the incumbent governor. Brian Kemp stood up to Donald Trump and said, I'm not breaking the law for you. I'm not going to undermine democracy for you. I'm not going to falsify reports because that's what you want me to do. I'm not going to do it. So Donald Trump hates Brian Kemp. So he gets this guy, David Perdue, to get in the race. And David Perdue's whole campaign is about the election was stolen. But we know that's a lie. And so the last poll that I saw was yesterday. Brian Kemp was at 60% and David Perdue was at 28%.
Womp womp.
That's not the way it may turn out, because there may be people who are secretly voting for Perdue, when they go in the voting booth, but they just don't want to tell anybody they're voting for Purdue because Purdue is just such a clown, such an embarrassment. But they may vote for him anyway. So this may be closer than you think. And, you know, we'll talk about the results tomorrow. There's stuff going on in Pennsylvania and a few other states as well. So it will be interesting. You want to do a couple of checks?
I was just going to say, I couldn't find any audio about it, but Marjorie Taylor Greene also is facing her primary challenge today. I think she's expected to win that race. So she may be back in Congress in November.
But, you know, here's the interesting thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She can represent this extreme right-wing mentality in an area of Georgia, district in Georgia. But there will be so much national pressure on what she does that will affect the state of Georgia financially that she's not going to be able to just act on behalf of her constituents. And I think this is one of the things that keeps the extremes under wraps or keeps the extremes in line because, again, state legislatures and Congress, they are now held accountable by a national standard of what is acceptable.
Text messages. We are continuing to get texts about 2,000 mules. Here's one that says, Scoot, the info in 2,000 mules has nothing to do with dead people. It has to do with an organized ring of ballot box stuffers. Tracked the subject's phone signals and evidence caught on video camera.
Stop.
You should really watch it.
Stop.
Maybe.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm bored. I'm totally bored with that. We know it's not just about dead people. We're smart enough to know that. We know that. We know everything that you just said. We know that that's what it's about. But that all that stuff is fake. I mean, all that stuff has not been proven in court. So on this show, we do not accept, in fact, on this radio station, this company of Odyssey, we do not accept the notion that the election was stolen. You've got to go to some extreme radio station for that. I mean, even Fox News is not saying that the election was stolen. So for those of you who were caught up in the past, I mean, I think it's kind of a mental disorder that you can't get over the fact that that Trump lost and that it wasn't a stolen election.
The people that are asking us to watch this, do you know that the person who put this documentary together was sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for election fraud? Do you know that? Or you don't? Do you know that and you don't care? Or you just don't know that and then you feel like you're entitled to tell us that we should watch it anyway?
Well, what happens is people, they give credit to the message and they don't care about the messenger if they like the message. And that's what's happening here. They don't care what he did because they agree with the message. And the message is, we've got all these facts. I've got people in my family that believe this crap. And it's a joke. I mean, I can't even have conversations with them. But it's a joke.
To the texter, you are being grifted, friend, brother, or sister. You are the victim of a con. There's a whole cottage industry of people who are getting rich off the idea that you will just eat anything that they serve you. It's like Netflix can crank out a dozen movies about any stupid topic that it wants because it has figured out people will watch that.
Yeah.
And they've turned that into a business model. There is a whole other ecosystem of conservative documentaries and television programs and podcasts full of people who are just grifters, who just want to get in your wallet.
Well, it's true. I mean, look, there's a market out there for lies. There's a market out there for QAnon stuff. There's a market out there for 20,000 mules. There's a market out there for that. And people are creating this stuff to get your money. You think they're just out to send a message? No, they want your money, and you're giving it to them by supporting this stuff. And look, I just said some really positive things about Brian Kemp, the Republican governor of Georgia. So, you know, I don't want to be bored with this idea that, well, you know, you only criticize the right. No, I mean, I said nice things. I don't agree with everything that Brian Kemp does, but I don't agree with everything any politician says. But I said nice things about Brian Kemp. But I'm not going to stop being honest about Donald Trump. And if you can't tolerate that honesty, then there are other places to go. You do not have to listen to this show.
This conversation that we're having about now, this whole program is not really about right versus left or Democrat versus Republican. It's about what's true and what's a lie, what's demonstrably false.
Yep.
Right?
And pointing out the hypocrisy to the point where we're dizzy every afternoon.
Here's a text that says, is the guy in Oklahoma prepared to cover medical lawsuits in instance where a vasectomy is not reversible because the surgery is not nearly as reversible as is advertised?
Well, as I really think about the story, I think the guy's just a Democrat trying to make a point. I think it's kind of an extreme point, but he's trying to make the point of if you're going to stop... if you're going to take away the right to choose for a young person, then let's get all boys to get vasectomies when they reach puberty.
Is it true that they're not as reversible as?
I don't think they're always reversible. I mean, I'm sure there's some that are not. Mm. You know, I'm not a doctor. I played one when I was a teenager, but actually before that, I stopped playing doctor at the point where there was malpractice involved.
Wow. Here's one more text that says, Scoot, Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents are mostly black. Gerrymandering and redistricting hanky-panky is what's keeping her in office.
Well, whatever. I mean, I didn't bring up race. You did. I mean, I don't care what color people are. If they are part of the right-wing conservative wacko faction or part of the left-wing wacko faction, I'll criticize them. I don't care what color they are. It's not about that. It's about the people. And I'm dedicating the show to Debbie Fernandez-Love, who recently passed away. And we found out that in her obituary, one of the things that was mentioned is that she loved listening to Scoot on the Air. So Debbie, we're dedicating the show to you. When we come back, is rock really not designed for 78-year-olds to perform? That's what Mick Jagger says. I mean, I'm going to disagree. But there was a time when Mick Jagger said he didn't want to be singing Satisfaction once he reached a certain age. So we'll tell you about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, as long as we're playing Chicken Rock today, go away, little girl, now. Bop.
Oh, God.
On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, sponsored by Ramsey's Jewelers, it was on this day in 1997 that Hanson had the number one song in the country. Bop. One of the songs that is at the top of the list when it comes to earworm music. Yeah, it gets stuck in your head. You'll be thinking about me later when you hear this song. So when Hanson did this song, Isaac was 16, Taylor was 13, and Zach was 11. They wrote the song themselves. And Zach, in an interview, said, Bop represents a frame of time or futility of life. And musically, the song, they said, was inspired by the Beach Boys and the doo-wop groups of the 50s and the 60s. When Hanson appeared on Saturday Night Live, they participated in a skit, and this meant they had a good sense of humor, where people were kidnapped and they were forced to listen to Bop until they broke. So this was number one on this day in 1997. I'm Scoot on the Air. We do have some breaking news this afternoon. At least two people are dead. A 66-year-old woman is in critical condition, and several others have been hospitalized. There is an active shooter on the campus of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Now, this is just to the west of San Antonio. Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. As far as I know, right now, there's still an active shooter. Is that the information you have as well?
I think they have the guy. The shooter is in custody now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really quite raw. It's just breaking, so there's not many details yet. But last, I just saw something. Custody is in shooter. Jesus.
Good. I hate to say this, but you know, like, this is the new norm. I mean, you know, as bad as all this is, we can't let this ruin our lives. because it's going to happen. It's really sad. It's really tragic. But do you know how we can stop this from happening? I don't. I wish I did. I love hearing the story, though, in our news. It's on our website, WWL.com. I love the story about the guy who tried to carjack the guy, and the guy who was being carjacked pulled out a gun and chased the little coward, the little punk ass away.
He just carjacked his car back.
Yeah.
It's a car back jack.
Car jack back? I think so.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love hearing that story. So, you know, I wish that would happen more often because, you know, get something to scare the crap out of these little punk thugs because that's all they are. They're little weak punk thugs. They think they're tough, but, you know, they're not. Anyway, we'll follow the details of this active shooter. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So Mick Jagger says that he's 78 and rock and roll or any kind of pop music, honestly, isn't supposed to be done when you're in your 70s. He told that in an interview over the weekend. He said it wasn't designed for that. Doing anything high energy at this age is really pushing it. But that makes it even more challenging. So it's like, okay, because you've got this effing thing to do, so you do it. But he says you've got to be full on to make it possible. Of course, you could do another type of music, like lots of ballads. I could sit in a chair. Mick Jagger is not going to come out and sit on a chair. I mean, if Mick Jagger had to sit on a chair, I don't think they would tour. But Mick Jagger is in great shape. And it really does inspire me to get in better shape. Mick Jagger goes through, they practice for 6 weeks before going on tour. 6 weeks. I mean, that's a long time because, I mean, like, you know, they know these songs. I mean, once in a while there's a new song in there, but, I mean, they know the music. They know the songs. They played them before, but 6 weeks of practice before rehearsal start. Oh, no, 6 weeks of practice even before rehearsal start. And he says he dances, goes to the gym every day of the week. He says, I don't enjoy it very much, but it has to be done. And this is an example of somebody who takes their job and their life seriously. And if he's going to do it, he's going to do it right. And for a 78-year-old, Mick Jagger looks awesome. And let's see, there's somewhere else where he says, and this was an important part, I think. He says, oh, I might have a stiff drink, but I usually don't. He says, you know, you grow out of everything. He says, you grow out of everything. He said, I've spent my life giving up things, so that's about it now. For those of you who are still buying Coke on the street, Mick Jagger's not. And there's fentanyl out there, so, you know, and you might as well be playing Russian roulette. But I think it's cool that Mick Jagger admits that, look, if he was still doing what he did, look, I mean, like that time I was backstage with the Stones in the Dome. If they were still doing that, he'd be dead. He wouldn't be alive today. So, you know, at some point you got to move on from that, and Mick Jagger has. But, I mean, the guy's in, like, incredible shape. But I think it's just fine for him or anybody to be rocking it at 78 or whatever. And Bob Dylan today is 81 years old. And a couple of weeks ago he performed at the Sanger Theater. So he's still performing. So, man, I love it. And this is the best part of the baby boomer generation for me. Because we were a generation that grew up with the concept of being young. In fact, Mick Jagger in 1975, Mick Jagger told People magazine, I would rather be dead than sing Satisfaction at the age of 45. He's 78, still singing Satisfaction.
Got to miss that window, Mick.
I mean, the whole idea with the baby boomer generation was they didn't trust anybody over 30. And there was even a movie done, which we've talked about occasionally,
yeah,
Wild in the Streets, and it was about a guy who's a rocker. Max Frost was a rock star. He became president of the United States. In fact, let's go to break with, what's the name of the theme song from it? Wild in the Streets was the song. Is it New Day Coming Tomorrow? New Day. The Shape of Things to Come.
Oh, okay.
The Shape of Things to Come. is a theme song from the movie. Anyway, so the whole premise of this movie, which was relating to baby boomers, is that they didn't trust anybody over 30. And so this rocker, Max Frost, I think that's what his name was, Max Frost becomes president of the United States, and they immediately put everybody over 30 in internment camps. They round up everybody over 30 and they put them in like a concentration camp type setting.
I was sure that you were going to talk about Logan's Run.
I don't know anything about Logan's Run.
I don't really either because I've never seen it. But yeah. I remember I used to work at a Sam Goody years and years ago, and there was an older guy there who told me about Logan's Run is like a sci-fi movie from the era, like the late 60s, mid-70s, I believe, where once you turn 30 years old, then you're like hunted down by the government. It's this weird like authoritarian government that's only... You're only allowed to participate in society if you're fewer than 30 years old.
Well, see, and that was a common theme. Like this, yeah. I mean, that was a common theme. 30 was like the cutoff point.
Yeah.
You're over 30, you're done. We don't trust you. And so again, that's the way a baby boomer generation thought when they were young back in the 60s. But what's ironic is I forget exactly how the movie ends. Wild in the Streets. But it ends with some kind of ironic ending where there are new teenagers that think Max Frost and his group are too old and shouldn't be trusted. If I'm not mistaken, that's the thing. I could be totally mistaken, but that's my recollection of the ending of the movie. But it's one of those movies, if you can search for it. I mean, it's a good trip back in the past. And man, for you millennials, Xers, and Zoomers, I mean, this would be great ammunition to have when you talk to baby boomers. Like, okay, hey, do you know this is what you people used to be like?
I mean, damn boomers.
Didn't trust anybody over 30.
Wow.
All right, let's get to a break here. This is the song, The Shape of Things to Come, and this is the theme song. Max Frost and his troopers are doing the song, and this is the song from Wild in the Streets. If you want to join us, the Oak and Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's all about how you're done at 30. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the SOT Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1991. You may remember this. The movie Truth or Dare, all about Madonna, the documentary about her on and off stage, was released to theaters nationwide. This was one of the songs in it. Holiday, Vogue, a couple of the other songs in it. It shows Madonna in backstage situations, and there's one scene where Kevin Costner comes backstage and tells Madonna her show was neat. Neat. Hey, Madonna, your show was neat. And when he leaves the room, she starts making fun of him and says, "Anybody who says my show is neat has got to go."
That is hilarious.
Oh, your show is neat. Oh, Madonna. I mean, you get backstage with Madonna, you're Kevin Costner, you think you'd have enough cool to say something other than, "Oh, your show is neat."
Oh, man. I've been there. You know, when you're trying to, like, you meet somebody that you respect, and you try and compliment them in a way that they haven't heard a billion times before, and then you try to think of something original to say, and you sound like an idiot.
I know. Also, there was, some interesting conversation with Sanda Bernhard. About passing gas and about various uses of a water bottle, but we don't need to go into any of those details. But anyway, Truth or Dare was released on this day in 1991. I want to mention. I want to, do we have anything else to mention here before we get to text?
About the sexy picture of you that we posted
no, no.
on your...
Do not use the word sexy to describe the picture. It's funny. This came up on the show Friday. We were talking about fashion. And I had this recollection of this picture that I took. It's a studio picture. I mean, I posed for it, which is why it's so embarrassing. And I remember this picture. My hair's all poofy. And I've got my shirt unbuttoned to my navel. And it's just, it's so embarrassing that it's funny. So if you want a good laugh, Ian has taken it upon himself to post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page.
Your chest hair looks like it's been hibernating all winter, and it's just coming out of the cave, baby.
I got a little bit, but I'm not a hairy person, and I don't have a lot. But, I mean, my God, whatever I have, I'm showing it off in this picture.
Yeah, I mean, it is the star of this photograph, to be sure.
And I had earrings back then, and I think I was about 35 or 36 in that picture, but that was definitely mid-80s. It's very embarrassing. I encourage laughter, so If you want a good laugh, just check out the picture and don't be afraid to comment. Let's go some texts.
I am texting back and forth with somebody right now about 2,000 Mules. I think I have convinced them to save their time and sanity and watch Waterworld instead.
Good.
Just trying to redirect people away from the bad, fringy election fraud documentary and go watch Kevin Costner's 1997 hit film, Waterworld, instead.
Good.
Here's a text that says, to say that we can't, this is in regard to the mass shooting at the elementary school in Texas. This says, to say that we cannot stop this is to admit failure. I refuse to accept that. What's the name of the town? Uvalde?
It's Uvalde, Texas, to the west of San Antonio.
Uvalde is a border town for practical purposes, great deer hunting as well.
Well, look, I don't like to admit defeat. But I think we have to learn to accept some things because I don't know what's going to change this. I would like to think that there's a solution. But in the meantime, I think it's really sad that we have to accept some of this stuff as reality and not let it like ruin our lives. It's becoming more commonplace. I mean, a school shooting would shut down the world and everybody would be talking about it. And now it's like, okay, well, we've got election day today. By the way, there's an active shooter at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. And now back to election coverage. I mean, that's kind of the kind of attention that it gets today. Same thing with, like, shootings in downtown New Orleans. Okay, we got all this stuff going on. Rain's coming, and, another shooting in New Orleans. And the mayor's office issued a statement about monkeypox. I mean, they haven't, but it could be coming.
Could be around the corner. In regard to the Oklahoma legislator who has suggested mandatory vasectomies for young men, here's a text that says, instead of vasectomies, require the men to take care of the baby and be single fathers.
Well, you know, that's a good thought, except that too many men don't do that. And you're still asking a woman, what if the woman hates you? Or what if you're raped? There must be exceptions. And we even read a part of the Bible, part of Numbers, yesterday on the show, that seems to suggest in the Bible that you can end a pregnancy if you are overpowered by a man, something like that. If you're raped, if it's non-consensual sex.
A Texas story has advanced a little bit. There are now 14 elementary students confirmed dead.
Oh my God!
14. After a teenage gunman ran onto the grounds, 18-year-old shooter is in custody. No, he's also dead. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening here. Local 18-year-old student who also died in the shooting.
And you said, was it 14?
14 dead. 14.
Oh, my God.
14 children and a teacher.
That's so tragic. I mean, this 18-year-old wasn't going to that school, so he picked that school. He picked kids to go shoot. I can't wait for us to find out a little bit about his social media stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if past his prologue, he's probably got a Discord channel, or he maybe is on 4chan. He's probably maybe got a manifesto. Who knows? I mean, it's too early to guess that that's any as true. But I mean, you see the pattern emerge.
Yeah,
you can't look at any one particular data point and say, you know, that doesn't match the pattern yet. We'll learn more tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this one. It says, Scoot, I listen to the show every day because you, my friend, have the courage of your convictions. Thank you for that.
I appreciate you recognizing that. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2003 that Paul McCartney sat down with Russian Premier Vladimir Putin. They had tea together at Red Square right before the first performance of Paul McCartney at Wings behind the Iron Curtain. For an audience of 20,000. So this is the day in 2003, McCartney sat down and had tea with Vladimir Putin. He was quite a different man back then. Vladimir Putin was too. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a song about a school shooting, which we were just hearing about. Listen to the lyrics. This is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. And hear the lyrics. All the other kids with their pumped up kicks, better run, better run. Better outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, better run, faster than my bullet. School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and 14 people are dead. It's an elementary school. An 18-year-old went onto the campus of an elementary school, and apparently he was taken out by law enforcement who did their job. So we will hear more about this. This is indeed tragic. We will talk about this on the show tomorrow. Sports Talk with Bobby Christian, Mike coming up next. LSU seeded fourth in the SEC tournament, but we're not really sure when they're going to play, but they're going to play. That's really great news. And, man, LSU's really come on strong toward the end of the season. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. By tuning in, we consider you to be part of the show, and it was nice to dedicate the show to Debbie Fernandez Love, who passed away recently. And it was mentioned in her obituary that she listened to the show. So, Debbie, God bless you. Rest in peace. This is for you. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.